The exploitation of temporary workers across Australia has become a hot topic, with reports of employees being paid under the minimum wage and working in unsuitable conditions. Now, the Australian Council of Trade Unions has announced they support a reduction in the number of temporary worker visas being awarded to migrants for several reasons, including the prevention of the exploitation of temporary workers. The Assistant Secretary for the ACTU, Scott Connolly, explains.
We're seeing a terrible situation across our economy and our labour market at the moment, where we have a significant problem with employment, underemployment, people being exploited. And this issue about the current system for visas and migrants, skilled and unskilled, entering our country is just out of control. We've seen this government progressively, effectively outsource our migration system to big business, and it's happening at the expense of workers across the country and workers coming into the country in terms of exploitation and standards.
While she agrees that there is an issue with temporary workers being exploited by employers, Dr. Elizabeth Shee, lecturer in RMIT's Graduate School of Business and Law, says that reducing the number of temporary workers might not be the right call.
I feel that definitely the temporary migrant workers are exploited. There's a lot of evidence of that happening. There's been government inquiries. There's also been a lot of reports by unions and academic studies on this particular issue, so that's a very valid conclusion that ACTU has drawn. However, I don't agree that reducing with the policy of reducing the number of temporary migrant visas. Rather, I think it's more of an enforcement issue where the government needs to enforce employment law standards more closely and supervise the employment of this category of workers. I think the supervision is the problem here, not so much the number of migrant workers coming across to Australia, because that's just the reality of a globalised economy. With a globalised economy, workers will travel to other countries to take up employment opportunities. I don't think to close that off is really a great option for Australia.
Mr. Connolly says some of these workers face issues like wage theft, amongst others.
The day doesn't go by now where you don't hear another expose of either wage theft or superannuation theft or people being denied just their basic rights and entitlements that are currently the law of the land. It's not fanciful that people expect to be paid a minimum wage. There's a national wage setting system that sets and determines and expects that anybody who engages labour in our civilised market economy provide and pay for that labour at a set rate in line with our standards and expectations. Now, that's no longer the case. And we need to plug that gap, and we need to build the system going forward, cognizant of the changes that are happening across the world and across our economy and our society.
He says there needs to be a rethink on who should be awarded visas to work in Australia.
We think there needs to be considered approach to how we handle the entry of labour into our country, and we need to ensure that the government sets in place proper mechanisms to ensure that, firstly, that people coming into the country are going to be protected, non-exploited, and our preference is that migration should be permanent. There should be an individual expressing a desire to come to this country, make a future life for themselves and their families, and then be protected by the government of the land in their contribution to the country going forward. So that's principle one in terms of trying to deal with the standards and expectations we should set as a country of people coming into our country and making a contribution. Prior to that, though, firstly, we need to make sure that people that are already here are properly protected and provided opportunity to jobs in the first instance. So we're not seeing a situation where one group of workers are played off against another for no other purpose but to see profits increase and corporations increase their profits at the expense of working people, be they immigrants, be they people here on temporary work visa arrangements, or be they existing members of our communities.
However, Dr. Shee says protections are already in place for temporary employees working here. The only issue is enforcing them.
All workers who are on temporary work visas are entitled to the same protections as other Australian workers. So legislation such as Fair Work Act applies to them. Industry awards do apply also to them. They're very unlikely, however, to be beneficiaries of enterprise agreements simply because they're probably not unionised and they're not in a position to collectively bargain for their pay and benefits under the collective bargaining regimes that we have in Australia. But having said that, even though they are entitled to things like minimum wage, things like Fair Work Act protections and award protections, a lot of these temporary migrant workers face extreme vulnerability because they are very much dependent on their employers for not only their income, but also their ongoing sponsorship in order for their visa to continue. So they have that vulnerability there because the power imbalance is much greater for them between the employees and employers.
So under what conditions would the ACTU encourage an increase in the number of temporary worker visas being awarded to migrants? Mr. Connolly has laid out three areas the ACTU wants to see improved.
One, we need to look to ensure that the 800 plus thousand people that are currently looking for work in our economy today, that doesn't include people that are underemployed, but there's over 800,000 people today that are saying we would like work but can't get it. That's a significant number of Australians that are potentially missing out on an opportunity to provide make a contribution to our workforce. So we need to do something about addressing them in terms of training, skills, opportunities in the first instance. We then need to look to what we can do about ensuring that migrants that come into this country and continuing the great tradition of migration and the contribution of migrants to our nation's history, how is those contributions protected and ensuring that people that come here and their families and the communities that they build are not exploited? Thirdly, obviously, there's the next step to look to what gaps we have and how do we properly address those gaps with potentially a combination of skilled migration, but looking to a system that ensures people are protected and ensures that equally people, where they wish to have a path to permanency, they do so.
But if you're a temporary migrant who is currently being exploited right now, what is your best course of action? Dr. Shi again.
I believe their best course of action is to contact the Fair Work Ombudsman. The Fair Work Ombudsman can investigate their complaint. Another great method of accessing help is to contact the union, whichever union is relevant for their industry. So, for example, recently CFMEU has been are very active in helping temporary migrant workers in the construction industry to pursue some underpayment issues, and they were successful in getting the back pay of these underpaid workers. So unions are very helpful. Having said that, though, like the ACTU is advocating a reduction of temporary migrant workers in terms of numbers, but most unions are still very much willing to assist temporary migrant visa holders who are working in Australia.